Michigan regulators crack down on illegal operations in Bridgeport and Goodrich. In a recent crackdown on illegal gambling operations, the Michigan Gaming Control Board took decisive action against an alleged casino-style gaming operation with connections to the Bridgeport and Goodrich areas. Last week, they seized 6 slot-type machines, 11 computers, over $6,300 in alleged gambling proceeds, and more than $182,000 worth of Simon gift cards from the PlayStation Bar and Grill located at 6154 Dixie Highway in Bridgeport. Simultaneously, authorities raided a residence in Goodrich linked to the owner of PlayStation and Universal Video Inc., a company previously accused of distributing illegal Nudgemaster slot-style machines. Unmasking the illegal activity, the Michigan Gaming Control Board, led by Executive Director Henry Williams, initiated the investigation following a tip from a concerned citizen who suspected unlawful gambling activities at the PlayStation in Bridgeport. During the raid, authorities discovered devices bearing Universal Video stickers, further substantiating their suspicions. Williams emphasized the gravity of harboring illegal, unregulated gaming machines within business establishments, asserting that such actions violate the law, contribute to increased gambling-related crime in communities, and put consumers at risk. These machines, lacking the stringent regulatory oversight needed to ensure fairness, jeopardize the integrity of gaming. While the owner of the PlayStation remains unidentified, it has come to light that they previously operated the Nudgemaster Cafe in Grand Rapids, a business that had received a cease and desist order in October 2019 due to numerous complaints of illegal gaming activities. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, who collaborated with gambling regulators on this investigation, expressed her concerns about illegal gambling operations. She pointed out that these activities divert revenues away from the state and its educational institutions, posing a significant threat to the neighborhoods where they thrive, as they often attract other forms of criminal activity. It is noteworthy that no arrests were made during the raids at the PlayStation Bar and Grill or the Goodrich residence. This indicates that the investigation is ongoing as authorities delve deeper into the complaints of illegal gambling. Michigan's strong stance on illegal gambling. The crackdown on illegal gambling in Michigan underscores the state's commitment to upholding the law and ensuring the safety of its communities. With the Michigan Gaming Control Board and the Attorney General's Office working in tandem, there is a clear message sent to those engaging in such activities. Illegal gambling will not be tolerated, and the law will be enforced vigorously. As the investigation continues, Michigan residents can expect further actions to curb unlawful gambling and its associated risks to their communities. The state remains steadfast in its efforts to safeguard its citizens, protect its revenues, and maintain the integrity of legal gaming operations.